You know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock on behalf of Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
I abandoned the hope a long time ago.
My business is keeping the boys warm. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steele. And Shelly's not here with us, but she's still Shelly of Nevermore Mystical Arts and Wright's Coin Shop. Wright's Coin Shop, of course, a proud sponsor of the Dark 30 Hour. And speaking of strange in general, Wright's Coin Shop, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And you don't have to be a coin expert or a serious collector to get a lot out of a visit to Wright's Coin Shop down there on Sweeten Creek. Like I say, showroom is museum quality. Lots of sparkle in there. And this is not to plug the neighboring business, but it's just the benefits of having good neighbors. If you want to get your oil changed at Retro Lube, leave it with them and just stroll across the street. I've done that a time or two. And so you're killing two birds with one stone. You're getting to check out some great coinage, checking out the coinage, selling some gold or silver, and enriching your life experience at Wright's Coin Shop. It's that good. Wright's Coin Shop, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. This story just writes itself. Man charged with exposing himself in intercourse, Pennsylvania library. State police said they were investigating an incident of a man exposing himself in the Intercourse, Pennsylvania public library. This from Urban Dictionary. To get to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, go through Burdenhand, pass Blue Ball, stay on the same road, and you'll find Intercourse. Afterwards, you'll go through Paradise. From the Scarlet Dogma. There's a story about a traveler who is looking to mount joy in Intercourse, but she already left to find fertility in Lickdale. The traveler goes off to try his luck in Virginville, but gets lost and ends up in Blue Ball, only to find climax in Burdenhand. Ha, 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 ha. And from Classy Notes from the Kitchen, there's only 6 minutes from Intercourse to Paradise. But back to the story. A 41-year-old man was charged with indecent exposure and open lewdness after he allegedly exposed himself to a 33-year-old Pennsylvania woman in Piqua Valley Public Library in Intercourse, a village in Leacock Township. When police arrested him and asked him, "Why did you do this?" he said, "When you have it, flaunt it, and this just looked like someone who would enjoy seeing it." Never had anyone complained before in all my 41 years of life. This is the first time anyone didn't like it. Well, that's the way they operate in Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master shows off ability to take groin hits. It's the Dark 30, remember. Iron Crotch, a Kung Fu master, Wei Yaobin, hits himself in the groin with a brick. A Chinese martial artist shared video of himself and his students taking repeated blows to the groin as means of promoting his unusual form of Kung Crotch Fu. Master Wei Yaobin, known as the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master, appeared in a video alongside some of his students taking strong kicks to the groin, as well as being hit in the privates with objects including bricks, a battering ram, and a baseball bat. Wei claims his form of kung fu can help men overcome erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. We want kung crotch fu and having martial arts made balls of steel to be more popular and accepted by public. Lost in translation.
I think the translation was a little jarbled there, you know.
English. Kung Crotch Fu. I saw those videos. And my thought, and a buddy of mine mentioned it, it looked like the blows they were taking would damage your pelvis. It seemed like, especially they had like this battering ram, a log that they would raise several feet up and drop like this 100-pound log or whatever and just get nailed, right? And it seems like even if it didn't hurt your ding-ding, that it would bust up your pelvis, you know? It can't be good.
You know, it doesn't look like it should be good, but they're claiming it helps virility and endurance, so you better try that at home, kids.
It looked pretty impressive. Looked rather painful. From Vancouver, not all medicinal marijuana is created equal. That's what some experts are saying as they warn about the health risks and curtailed effectiveness associated with smoking medicine. We know there's something in opium that helps pain, and we're able to pharmaceutically develop morphine and other analgesics, but we wouldn't say to people, you have pain, why don't you smoke opium, he said. We're kind of saying to people, we think there's some stuff that cannabinoids will be helpful for. Why don't you just smoke cannabis? First of all, cannabis is actually a really dangerous thing for your lungs. It's difficult to absorb enough of the drug through the lungs, and gastric acids interfere when someone eats it, he said, adding that it's more effective to take the drug by other means, such as under the tongue or in the rectum. Really, the rectum is actually a lot more preferred because of the volume of absorption. You can put a lot more and it gets absorbed a lot better, but not everybody is open to this way of administration. Yeah, I kind of think administration is sometimes synonymous with taking it in the rectum.
Maybe that's why Cheech had Chong, like for administration purposes.
For administrative purposes. I don't know. It kind of reminds you of like the vodka tampon thing that was going around a few years ago. You heard about that?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The teenagers soaking tampons in vodka.
Don't ask how I know this, but I've heard that strippers would take ecstasy that way because it would not make their stomach as upset feeling while they were dancing.
Creepy.
No, well, it is true. I mean, like, it is, if you're looking at it from a purely biological standpoint. From an administrative standpoint, it is more, it will absorb into the body quicker that way. And yeah. Also, like, if you were doing alcohol, your breath wouldn't stink. But don't fart.
So, cannabis suppositories?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Let's do it, man.
Lonely Japanese man who amassed a 6-ton pile of dirty magazines died when it collapsed on top of him, and his body wasn't found for 6 months. The man was found dead in his flat by a cleaner in Japan hired to deporn the property. The man's lowly death was revealed by a member of the cleaning team who said his company had been hired to remove the magazines discreetly in a way that would not be noticed by neighbors and the man's family, to save them from all the shame. He said these were some really raunchy hentai and porn type magazines that were at best disturbing to some. In effect, he said the man died by a giant tentacle rape monster he had created by the size and weight of his collection. In a way, you can say that the man who lives by the sword dies by the sword. It was unclear if he had suffered a heart attack from the shock of it when caught in the fall of the stacks of magazines which had trapped him, or whether he had been crushed by the sheer mass of paper in tons. But the cleaner said that if he was still conscious, the paper would probably have muffled his cries. There were also clippings from erotic magazines where it appeared the man had cut out his favorite articles and taped them on all the walls, showing women with bizarre hentai monsters and situations. It appeared in cutting out his favorite images, he had thrown away about 10% of his collection to wallpaper his apartment. Despite his trimming, at the time of his death, the collection weighed in at 6 metric tons, or 13,228 pounds of porn. Printed page.
I believe that's a ream.
He got reamed. Oh, that's I saw the photographs. Ugh, didn't look like the sort of place that you would drop by for coffee, you know. Anyway, it's the dark 30 hour. What can I say? Amazon boss Jeff Bezos wants to start delivering packages to the moon. He also owns a private space travel company. Blue Origin has written an internal report arguing that a good delivery service will be key to establishing a functioning lunar settlement. The report has reportedly been given to both NASA and to Trump's transition team in a bid to get Blue Origin a head start in any upcoming lunar shipping projects. News of the proposal comes during a period of renewed enthusiasm for the moon, which was largely overlooked during the Obama administration in favor of Mars. It said that the new administration may be changing course by pushing for faster and cheaper return to the moon before the end of Trump's term. The company wants NASA incentives in place for shipping by 2020. Bezos calls dibs on a parking spot for the lander near the Shackleton crater on the moon's south pole. It's an ideal landing spot because of the near continuous sunlight, energy that can power the lander's solar array. Nearby water could also be used as a source of hydrogen for rocket fuel. Whether a private company can legally call dibs on a parking spot on the moon is still up in the air. The Outer Space Treaty bars countries from claiming celestial bodies for their own, but the details are a little fuzzy. Here we have it, the end of the first segment of the Dark 30 Hour. Speaking of strange, and believe you me, there's plenty more to come, so keep it tuned right here. Speaking of strange, I'm Vance Pollock, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I want to remind you, if you are easily offended or if you have little ones and you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, tune out. Come back around in about 45 or so, because it only gets worse from here. Customers complaining Peeps Oreos turning poop pink. Say that 10 times fast. Peeps Oreos turning poop pink. If you're eating Peeps Oreos, an Oreo cookie with a bright pink filling made just for Easter, you might not want to look before you flush. Many customers are flooding the internet complaining that the food is not only turning their tongues and mouths pink, but their own waist too. People were scared silly at first when they said they looked down and saw bright pink or purple stools in the toilet. Mm.
It's just one vowel away. Peeps, poops.
I had forgotten I had eaten these things and could not figure out what was happening, said one customer. I thought I had come down with some kind of crazy disease and was really scared till I figured it out. This is really frightening, and the company should warn people, as it's just not normal for this kind of thing to happen. People all over the internet are reacting with amusement and horror as they drop these colorful bombs in surprise. Websites showing the toilet treasures and Twitter shares have become a trending topic. So far, the Oreo factory has not commented on the issue the Keebler elves have created with these surprise Easter eggs dropping into people's baskets. Oh, you know, I'm not so sure that you should forget what you ate, and keep in mind that it can affect the outcome, so to speak. Because I'll tell you, this Kool-Aid stuff—it's well, Kool-Aid's a trademark. This cheap fruit drink in the gallon jug, the blue one.
Oh yeah.
If you drink blue drink,
green.
Yeah.
Yellow and blue. The color, Roy G. Biv.
Roy, you're seeing Roy G. Biv staring back up at you. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I would assume, I can't stand, I'm like, I love candy, but I can't stand Peeps. I don't like marshmallows. And so I would assume, though, that it probably, you know, anything with food coloring, that, like, you know, those that have a lot of food coloring dye in them. It's probably not just the Oreo ones. It's probably a lot of different Eastery treats.
Did we do the glitter poop story?
Only on Speaking of Strange is that a
the
common
glitter poop story.
It's totally acceptable. It's like, I'm like, did we do the glitter poop story? I don't know.
They sell these capsules full of glitter. That you'll take them just like a Tylenol capsule or something, gel caps or whatever, and they dissolve in your stomach. And
that's what the bourgeois, or that's what the lower classes do. I eat pure gold flake.
Okay. yeah. A couple caught having sex in a Domino's pizza store after ordering a stuffed crust pizza boasted last night, "We love having sex in weird places." The 28-year-old woman and 31-year-old man were waiting for a 12-inch pepperoni in a store in the UK when they got a bit carried away. A 40-second clip sees Daniela performing a sex act on Craig while staff prepare their food. I wasn't. I read through that, and I didn't know if staff was being used. Administrative staff. she then leans over the counter while Craig pulls down her underpants. The 31-year-old man said after ordering the pizza, "We talked about all the places we'd had sex with each other. Our top five include a bus, a van, a hotel, swimming pool, and a field. We wanted to see if we could top it. We got a bit frisky, and one thing led to another. Domino's is definitely now our number one. Going to be hard to top it. We're open-minded. We won't do it in Domino's again. Maybe Pizza Hut." That's class.
Now, you and I have both worked in the pizza world.
Right, and we know that most of the chains have their nicknames, like Domahoes.
Pizza Slut.
Pizza Slut, Little Sleezers.
What I was going to ask is, let's say it's round closing on a Tuesday night, you're doing dishes, you know, you're hoping that you don't get that late night, last minute, call right after you've cleaned.
Right.
And let's say some people are in the carryout area. And you kind of look over and you notice that there's some hanky-panky going on. Would it even, A, would you even care? And B, would you make any effort to stop it? Or would you just continue washing dishes and just be like, whatever? Because you really probably, me personally, like, if that was going on, I would be like, hey, check that out. and then just keep working. Like, because I don't think that most of the people that I worked with would even notice.
No, right here in Asheville a few years ago, we were privy to a private striptease show in the parking lot. On the way out to our cars on delivery, me and a coworker noticed that there was a lady between our cars peeing. So she had her pants down and was just squatting to pee. She was very intoxicated.
You got
to
do it.
And when she realized we had discovered her and she was done, instead of pulling her pants up and scurrying off, which is what we expected, she just stood up and stepped clean out of her jeans and grabbed one of those little poles there at the end of the handicap spot and just started gyrating and showing it off.
We should write a book. I mean, the things you see
and
the things that people yell at you as a pizza delivery guy, it's not just insulting in so many ways, but I mean, it's like you could tell stories for days about the things that just seem to be normal.
You know, the stupidest thing that I heard all the time as a pizza delivery man.
You got a pizza in there?
Hey, let's rob him. Let's rob the pizza guy.
That was a
Did
lot.
You ever
yeah.
get that?
Oh, I got that a lot, yeah.
Anytime you like got on the elevator at the hospital and there were three or four people in a group, that smells so good. Let's just take it from him.
Yeah, what's better than an 11:30 heart center run? Where you're having a heart attack by the time you get there because you have to walk 8.2 miles from the front to get. Oh yeah, let's rob the pizza. That was a good one. Like, that's really funny. Or, hey man, you got a spare pizza in there?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because I carry around spare pizzas. I got them like currency, just like change, just laying all out. Here's take a spare pizza.
All right, I always hated this one. Hey, that's mine. Just kidding. Is it paid for?
I have sold somebody's pizza, though.
I was taking one to a hotel. I'd taken one to the downtowner, and a guy met me on the sidewalk and said, "How much you want for that pizza?" And I looked at the ticket, and it was $20, and I said, $40. And he handed me a couple 20s. I called back to the shop and said, throw another one in. I dropped this one.
I mean, I had several people never come to the door. And this was pre-cell phone, you know. And it's like you've tried four times and they're not answering. Yeah, I'll sell your pizza. I'm not above that.
Right. Yeah, I just turned it around and had another one made.
Bam.
And got it there before he ever noticed.
Like that.
Bam. Yeah, we're devious like that, me and Sam. We could go. We need to do an entire hour. We need to do an entire hour of pizza stories.
We could do an entire show easily.
Speaking of strange, could just become like a pizza of strange. A Houston musician is under fire for reportedly giving himself an enema during a performance and then emptying his bowels on stage. Gigi Allen, anyone? I mean, what's new? However, the artist tells Huffington Post that that's a bunch of crap. He admits to getting an enema, but says the material spewed on stage was just a protein shake in a leaky bag. A scatological scandal took place at the Avant Garden. I like the name of the Avant Garden during a cancer benefit for a local artist. That's... One of the bands scheduled to perform was Sonic Rabbit Hole, a two-piece noise rock act that includes elements of performance art.
Gigi Allen was never doing cancer benefits.
No.
If you went to a Gigi Allen show, you knew kind of what to expect.
Right. Avant Garden owner tells a different story. It was poop that covered her stage, not protein shake. You can smell the difference.
Trust me. I know.
Oh, wow. Breezing right on through. Taking the Hershey Highway on Dark 30, speaking of strange. I'm not even going to tell you what my name is, but we'll be right back after this break. Speaking of strange, the Dark 30 Hour. Tune out if you're easily offended. If you don't want to hear some gross stuff, some twisted, mind-warping wrongness, tune out. If you got kids, chase them off to bed because they don't need to hear this mess. And Sam, the pizza stories continue off mic while you folks are in commercial break.
You guys missed it. It was good stuff.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I got a few. Some of the lighthearted stuff, throwing the change in the customer's face. Did I tell you mine about actually hitting the man in the face with his pizza and knocking him down? Drunk guy that...
Was that a Bigfoot pizza?
Drunk guy said, I'm not paying for that pizza. He said, you better bounce before I take your money. And I took the pizza box and I crammed it in his face, just accordion the box right in his face, and laid him out in the driveway and got in the car and left. I said, it's on me. Oh, no, it's actually on you.
Oh. Did you really say that, or did you come up with that later?
I said, it's on me.
Okay.
And then thought to myself, it's actually like,
dang,
on
that would have been good.
I said, don't worry about it. But this is true. When I got back to the shop and got out, there was a big gob of pizza that had exploded out of the backside of the box and was like on the roof of my car by the topper. And I just scooped a clump of cheese off and ate it. It was the best, best clump of cold cheese you've ever eaten off the roof of your car.
Best ever.
The mayor of Springfield, Florida, confirmed the city's former website has been taken over by Japanese pornography after the city allowed its ownership of the domain name to expire. Officials in a Florida city confirmed residents trying to visit the government's old website are now being shown a Japanese hentai porn site. The city of Springfield said residents began to complain last week that they were seeing pornographic content when they tried to visit the old city website, which was abandoned in favor of springfield.fl.gov about 3 years ago. The old site auto-forwarded to the new site, but was only paid for 3 years and allowed to expire. It was apparently purchased by a provider of Japanese pornography after the city allowed its ownership to expire. The site now says, home of the most amazing hentai girls and tentacle rape monsters on Earth. Another reference to tentacle rape, this show. That's a running theme.
It's very strange that a Japanese hentai porn site would be called springfield.fl. I mean...
I don't know. I guess they're thinking if some of these people who accidentally find it, or maybe
funny.
they're looking to launch something locally to do an event in Springfield, Florida.
Business, like people finding, you know, like if somebody's like, you know, up and coming, like buying up all those domain names. And so then when they try to buy them from themselves, they can't buy them. So they're like, oh, I'll sell you yourname.com for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge business.
Yep. I'll sell you joshuapwarren.com, speaking of strange.com. No.
And if I'm correct, that's in that story, that's what they're doing. They're like, oh, we'll sell you back your Springfield, whatever website, and take off the tentacle rape if you want us to.
It's quite embarrassing, the mayor added. I had one gentleman call me a pervert and say, I'm not voting for you anymore because you got all that crazy cartoon porn on the city website. That crazy cartoon porn.
It's not me, I swear.
Ugh. How about this dude that spends $50,000 on over 100 procedures to transform into a genderless alien? And I saw pictures and it wasn't worth it.
Well... Depend. I mean, it's a lot of money, but I mean, he does look kind of like an alien.
Vinny O, 22, from Los Angeles in California, has had over 110 procedures. He wants to transform into a genderless extraterrestrial, kind of like Bowie. The makeup artist believes he's neither male nor female. A man has spent $50,000 on plastic surgery to become an alien and could soon have his genitalia removed. Now he plans to fork out another $160,000 on surgery to have his genitalia, nipples, and belly button removed. I want to be a sexless alien being. I want my outside to reflect how I feel on the inside. Vinny's 110 surgeries to look like an alien so far. I'll just breeze down the list. 35 whole body and face laser treatment, 12 cheek fillers, 2 brow fillers, 15 lip fillers, 10 fillers for random wrinkles, 5 Botox sessions, 5 nose procedures, 1 Botox under eye, 5 facial peels, 20 cryofacial freezing, genital removal, nipple removal, belly button removal, forehead realignment, ear pinning, nose job, eyelid revision, jaw implants, cheek implants.
That's just some of them. Questions. How old is Vinny again? He's 20.
22.
Okay, so where did Vinny spent an awful lot already, 50 grand. Where's Vinny getting all this money at 22? And how do you fill in, how do you remove a belly button? Bondo? How do you remove a belly button?
Skin grafts?
You'd have to patch it with something because you can't, like, remove around. You'd be skinless and ultimately, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could put, like, a silicone bubble in there and just skin graft over it. I'm not the expert on this, Sam. I just report the news.
I thought you maybe had some sort of Foxfire-like book of how they did it.
We're
going to
hear from dozens and dozens of people because you derailed. Oh,
how they did belly button removals in the mountains at the turn of the century.
I could probably glean a little bit of historical background on belly button removal. It kind of ties in with goat gland grafting, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah. University of Washington, Tacoma declares proper grammar is racist. Changing tracks a little bit here. The Writing Center at the University of Washington, Tacoma is telling students that expecting Americans to use proper grammar perpetuates racism. A press release put out by UW-Tacoma's Writing Center argues there is no inherent standard of English, and that pressure to conform to proper American grammar standards perpetuates systems of racism. Linguistic and writing research has shown clearly for many decades that there is no inherent standard of English, claims the Writing Center statement. Language is constantly changing. These two facts make it very difficult to justify placing people in hierarchies or restricting opportunities and privileges because of the way people communicate in particular versions of English. It is a founding assumption that, if believed, one must act differently than we, the institution, and its agents have up to this point. While overt racism is usually easily identified, more elusive are microaggressions, forms of degradation, which manifest on a subconscious and causal level. As the statement reads, racism is pervasive. It is in the system, structures, rules, languages, expectations, and guidelines that make up our classes, school, and society.
I don't disagree with parts of that statement. However, it seems rather a stretch to say that, grammar or speaking, having some sort of standard of this. I understand what they're saying. There's slang that we use all the time that didn't exist 5 years ago, and it's constantly evolving.
I think it would have been a more entertaining press release if it was written in Jive.
Definitely.
Do you speak Jive?
No, I do like the airplane reference.
Right.
Much love to Barbara Billingsley. Barbara Billingsley reference.
Oh. I like coffee like I like my men. Women watch porn on their mobile phones more often than men, study claims. Nearly 80% of female traffic to porn sites comes from mobile devices. Here's a weird fact for you. While men still account for the vast majority of pornography consumed online, around a quarter is thought to be consumed by women. Now a new report has revealed that women are actually more likely to watch porn on their mobile phones than men. Currently, about 72% of the worldwide traffic to porn sites comes from smartphones and tablets, with the remaining 28% coming from desktops. However, mobile use is much higher with women than men to porn sites. As of February 2017, nearly 80% of female traffic comes from mobile devices. 71% smartphones, 8% tablets, compared to about 69% for men. Device usage is similar, with men with smartphones being consistently more popular with younger visitors. However, regardless of the age group, women are always around 10% more likely to be using a mobile device when viewing porn.
I do believe that's, I mean, I think the times, Vance, from when we were growing up, they're different. Times have changed.
Yeah.
Women are much more accepting and, you know, they're more open about these things now.
Do you think that a woman might be less judged?
Yeah.
If she was seen in public, or, you know, on, well, on the...
I just think it's more in the social vernacular now. It's not like, oh my goodness. It's more accepted. I mean, I'm not saying like if you were in line at the grocery store watching something on your tablet, that might be outside the parameters.
Right. Not to sound chauvinist, but I think maybe if you caught a woman is sitting at a cafe and a penis was on her phone, she could just kind of giggle and laugh it off if somebody busted her. And if there was a guy sitting there looking at porn, they would be like, you bad man.
Well, they, you know, they get that one.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back for the final minutes of Dark 30. Speaking of strange.
This song is for all the people that's been reviewing our records in different magazines and things, and mentioning the fact that we sound a lot like Jimmy Buffett because we live in Key West and we use conga drums in our songs. And to all those people that are under the misconception that Mr. Buffett lives in Key West, we'd like to say that there is a lot of things in Key West. As a matter of fact, there's sailboats and conch shells and palm trees galore. But Jimmy Buffett doesn't live in Key West anymore. Sister's Fairchange has a bumper sticker on her door. Says Jimmy Buffett doesn't live in Key West anymore. Hey, smugglers hate those Buffett songs, snitching on the sly, bringing heat where it's already too damn hot to die. Son of a son of a son of a bitch, what's shit?
Welcome back to the final minutes of Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. Got a few more tantalizing stories here that you may just want to avoid if you're easily offended. You've heard the disclaimer all throughout this hour, and it stands true even for these last few minutes because, well, I will be ringing a bell. You know what that's all about. An Ocala, Florida man stands accused of making explosives, hiring a man to plant them, and attempting to blow up Target stores along the East Coast, all so he could buy Target stock at lower prices, so he says. He made at least 10 explosive devices in hope of blowing up Targets along the East Coast in an elaborate and deadly scheme to buy cheap stock of the company. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 48-year-old man charged with possession of a destructive device affecting commerce by a previously convicted felon. He faces a maximum of 10 years in federal prison. The man concocted a plan to place explosives disguised as food items in Target stores along the East Coast from Florida to New York, thinking the plot would cause stock prices for the retail store giant to plummet, and he could buy cheap shares. He paid a man $10,000 to place the bombs on shelves, the complaint said. On February 9th, he gave the man at least 10 of these explosive devices, a bag of gloves, a mask, a license plate cover, which would be used to cover up his identity, prosecutors said. But before the plan moved forward, the man went to the authorities and gave them the bombs and explained the man's plan, federal agents said.
Seems that, really convoluted, like a long, circuitous route. You know, we've heard of insider trading and stuff. It seems like a very long, roundabout way to get good stock prices. A lot of variables involved there.
Yeah, you think? I think the man's logic was a little flawed. I think maybe him and his bomb planning buddy had been huffing spray paint or something.
It's like
down
if,
there.
If the Andy Griffith show was like taking place now. That yeah. seems like a scheme that Otis would be doing or something.
Yeah, you know Ocala, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's no telling what kind of brain trust these guys were members of. Sandusky, Ohio, 26-year-old former nursing home employee was arrested after she reportedly danced provocatively for a 100-year-old resident. Sandusky police said the 30-year-old woman gave something like a lap dance to the elder man. They added she also flashed her breasts and the upper part of her buttocks. Brittany was busted after a fellow employee who recorded the dance on a cell phone later showed it to a supervisor. The woman is facing a charge of gross sexual imposition, which is a fourth-degree felony. The woman pled not guilty. Her attorney says she should be exonerated because it was a prank intended to make the man feel good. The attorney alleges that even though the resident has dementia, he has the capacity to say no but didn't. Not saying no is consent, and he was smiling ear to ear and happy. The man knew exactly what was going on and had no problem whatsoever with it, a defense attorney said Wednesday. He was the most happy old man in the state. You can see it in his eyes.
Now, I don't approve, in any, and you know this, of elder abuse. You know that's one of my hallmark causes, but I would like to say that when I'm 100 years old, please, for the love of Pete, let some girl named Brittany dance for me. For the, I mean, your dementia, please let a girl named Brittany who's like 22 take her top off for me. It'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I don't think the old man is the one filing the complaint.
Nope.
It should be up to him. Now, if the staff of the facility has a policy about, you know,
lap dances,
that sort of thing, or exposing yourself, like, I mean, at the hut, the slut, we couldn't expose ourselves.
It's
even
frowned
if somebody
upon.
Even if somebody in the lobby were you know, receptive, we wouldn't do that.
We'll
we would go out behind the dumpster and take our name tag off. A Florida police chief wants to fire veteran police officers after an internal affairs investigation determined he had sex on the job and they sexted each other in uniform. Jupiter police chief recommended on Tuesday that two officers be terminated for conduct unbecoming an officer. One employee had been employed 20 years and the other had been there for 17 and a half years. Internal affairs report alleges that the two officers who were previously in a relationship together engaged in all sorts of questionable behavior, including sneaking off to have sex together and sending nude images on cell phones. That same year, one officer took a photograph of himself wearing a SWAT uniform while exposing his penis. He said the photo to the other, sent the photo to the other as a Snapchat with a message, "My big gun."
I just got a mental picture. Honestly, of all the police stories in the news, it seems relatively mild.
It does seem relatively mild. And we can breathe a sigh of relief and be sure that in following moments on this station, you will not be plagued by the sort of depravity we bring you each week on Speaking of Strange Dark 30 Hour. I'm Vance Pollock in the studio with Sam the Animal Steel. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Joshua P. Warren. Thank you, Mobius. Thank you, Shelly.
Shelly.
Thanks, Brian Hall. Thank you, dear listener. Let's do it again, shall we? Bye-bye.